me out on a limb and you tonight.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 hey. What's going on, y'all? You're now rocking with none other than the True Tea with me, Genuine Shahrazad, and Switchblade Carter. All right, so tonight's episode, squad, hold up. And we all know about the song from Beyonce. And I'm telling you right now, after looking at that, it made me think about, you know, how it's been like a really interesting conversation going on. You know, you know, everybody was trying to figure out who is Becky with the good hair. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of things going on, but then it dawned on me, you know, about cheating. You know what I'm saying? Like, what makes people cheat? You know? And then you're looking at how a lot of people who were talking about that or whatever, it was like so many people started jumping on everybody, Rachel Roy, then they jumped on Rita Ora, you know, and it's like, what is the point of jumping on these people when, what about Jay-Z? You know? And then, so my question tonight is, okay, what do you think is the reason why so many people find that they need to cheat? You know? What do you think it is? It has to be a reason why so many people now are cheating. Has to be a reason. You know? And the thing is, a lot of times, you know, we get to this place or what have you, where everybody and their mother, you know, are not cheaters. But they do have a lot going on where there's been like instances from the people that we see out here and in the media to the people that we see in our regular lives that just, I don't know, seems like they get a kick out of being with other people or what have you, you know, which is crazy right now. So what I want everybody to do is call in and talk to me. And I want y'all to tell me what you think is exactly the reason why people cheat or what have you. Because I really want to know. Call in right now, 929-477-3273. And we want to know what's going on. We really want to know that. Also, we're waiting for, of course, our co-host to call in right now, you know, because we want them to weigh in on it as well. What I will say is this. I don't know why people cheat, but at the same time, you know, it when you look at what's been going on, it's been accepted. It is accepted now to be a cheater. It's accepted to be a whoremonger. You know, it is accepted to be just completely living foul out there. What do you think? Call in right now. 929-477-3273. While we're waiting for the co-host to call in, let's get into some music. Let's get into a joint right here from Rhyming Rhythm. It's called Put It On Me. Let's go.
Put
The very essence of adolescence is effervescence. I'm a gift that keeps giving. Passion's embrace is effervescent. Let me put it on you, daddy. I'll be your present. I'll be your present.
Every time shorty gets a little horny, you know she throws it on me. And you know the mood is right. Yeah, baby, when you put it on me. Every time shorty gets a little horny, you know she throws it on me. And you know the mood is right. Yeah, baby, when you put it on me.
Damn, girl. Baby, you a track, been around the world, see no one on your status. Got dime pieces all around the atlas. But baby, to me, you're still the baddest. Ass is the fattest, sex is fantastic. We can do this all night, Miss Gladys. Getting in that pussy, and I will cause havoc. Fuck you so good, you swear my dick a classic.
Talking to this bad bitch, her name was the killer.
Wow.
Body of a goddess. I know I had to meet her.
Uh-huh.
Every day on Facebook, a dime piece of Philly.
Damn.
She said she need that Tylenol, so baby, roll with
come
it.
Here, girl.
Brung her to the beam for a little stimulation.
Uh-huh.
I could be a teacher, cause I can educate
you. Okay.
Saw that as a draft pick, and now I wanna date you.
Wow.
Basically, superstardom is great.
Every time shorty gets a little horny, you know she throws it on me.
And you know the mood is right, yeah, baby, when you put it on me.
Boy, I put it on me.
Every time shorty gets a little horny, you know she throws it on me. And you know the mood is right, yeah, baby, when you put it on me.
Boy, I put it on me.
Every time I work, girl be calling me,
talking
nasty, trying to put it on me. Girl, it's a bomb, yeah, she the best. Girls ain't nothing, man, pump the rest. She be in my dream, so much drama. Time for a change, Barack Obama. This girl, she be on my mind. Oh, Kelly,
look,
Bob and
Grind. Now I'm chillin' with this other chick, I think her name was Kimber.
I can't.
When she's on my tree, I swear I nigga yellin' timber.
Damn.
Damn, shorty limber. I got her different ways, and I love this electric, so I call it power play. Then she's on my power bus, she got a winning ticket.
Ticket.
We be on that Jackie shit, I love when we kick it.
Kick it.
I could be your teddy bear, or I could be your nutty buddy. You could be my best friend, or we could be cutting.
Every time
like shorty a little horny, you know she throws it on me. And you know the mood is right, yeah, baby, when you put it on me. Every time shorty gets a little horny, you know she throws it on me. And you know the mood is right, yeah, baby, when you put it on me.
Boy, I put it on you.
Ecstasy's peak is what you constantly give to me, and I'm your constant freak.
All right, all right, all
right.
That right
there, let me put it on you, daddy. Frequently. Frequently. Frequently.
And that right there, and that right there was called Put It On Me right here on the True Tea with me, Genuine. To have that Carter and Miss Sweetie Carter. All right, now we want everybody to call in. Call in right now. You know, we want people to call in because I want to know how do you feel right now about the topic. Why do people cheat? You know? And what I noticed, about how when people had this whole, what's the name or whatever, about what was said or whatever in the song, what tripped me out more was the fact that they literally took this whole entire thing or whatever, and they just went to task with it. They was like, wow, Beyonce hates Jay-Z. You know, and it's just like, you know, when people say, well, I don't understand about why people do what they do, you know. Nobody knows why he was out there. doing what he did or whatever, if he was on it. Because, you know, nobody knows why he was doing what he did. At the same time, you know, people say, well, I feel like it should have been something different or what have you, or he should have just had more of a reserve type of feeling or whatever, because people think that, you know, Beyonce is just like the best thing ever or whatever. And so, of course they're going to put her into this special regard, you know. You know, and then even if you're not Beyonce, you could be Tony from down the street. That don't mean you're supposed to be cheated on or whatever. And I've been on both sides, you know. And I just feel like if you're going to cheat, first of all, nobody should cheat. But see, we're talking about people who are in marriages who absolutely should not be out there doing half of the crap that they're doing right now. So because of this, you have a sea of people that's out here right now just literally just going to task or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And so that's just what's going on for them. And so when you had people who put themselves out there as, oh, yep, it's me. I'm the person that's out here cheating. I'm Jay-Z's mistress. I'm Becky with the good hair. Or, you know, I'm your husband's other half, whatever. I'm your boyfriend's other half. You deserve to get everything that's coming to you. Be honest with you, because first of all, why are you sleeping with this person or whatever, knowing what their situation is, you know? And that's what's going on, you know? On top of all that, then you have the ones who, like, for instance, with the whole Bill Cosby thing. They all of them knew, come on now, everybody and their mother knew that's what was going on or whatever. You know, everybody knew. The problem with it is that nobody wanted to believe that that's what was going on for them. See what I'm saying? Because we already put them into a higher regard. See what I'm saying? So that's what happened or whatever. Call in right now. Let me know what you think. What do you think? What do you think is the reason why people cheat? You know? Why do people cheat? You know? And I want to know from you, whatever. You know? And I want to know whether you agree with what I said or whatever. Even if you disagree, tell us right now, why do people cheat? You know? And we want to know right now. Call in right here. And we want to know what you think. Now, while we're waiting, let's get into one of my new songs right here, and it's called Hood Beginnings. Let's go.
Well,
I got you. Crown Vic on the move, brown near my cup, but waiting my next move. Killers move in silence, gangsters don't talk, they just set it off. If it needs spark, ducking cops, moving through the circle of life. Lions meet kings when the circle was tight. We start that little rascal, Al Piper, trying to double cross the fam, and we'll fight ya. And that's the fire, K-Man in the seat. We only lose 6 stones in the seat. To me, it's better than using the damn chrome. Cock squeezing away until we sit at tone. Prime boxing it, non-stopping. Living straight to life, even if David Cummings. Singing rock, Dave break. For the man stay drowning in success until the damn levee break. Why you mad? I got the meat. Why you mad? I got the meat. Why you mad? I got the meat. There's a man to dog, cause I'm still a nuisance. Why you mad? I got the meat. Why you mad? I got the meat. Why you mad? I got the meat. There's a man to dog, cause I'm still a nuisance.
The real rock stand, no. All about my kingo. Ready to bring a back out, looking like a banjo. Politicians get treated like rock stars. Gonna see the cop cars go to jail. They beat cop stars. Most of them were crazy businesses. Pushing the Justin Timberlake off this coast for years. As for me, I sold a couple pills. Watching a couple bags of two. Hit the field. I didn't want to, but a brother had to eat. If it means dead John Hopkins on repeat. Percocet, the drug of choice for my fiends. Me, the Walgreens, the dreams are getting cream. Mama didn't know it, too afraid to show it. That her son never said no, like the poster child of the goody two shoes. Putting drugs all day to get some new shoes.
Why you mad? I got the news. Why you mad? I got the news. Why you mad? I got the news. There's a man to dog, cause I'm still a nuisance. Why you mad? I got the news. Why you mad? I got the news. Why you mad? I got the news. It doesn't matter, dog, cause I'm still a nuisance.
Look, we all got a story to tell. Some of them end in death, some of them end in jail. Some of the lucky few escape the street life. Basketball deals, record deals, take flight. Or 9 to 5 and then slave in the minimum wage. I always turn 3 or 4 times to get paid. I'm addicted to the fast money, cash money. Forget the box to becoming the crack dummy. Hoes don't like it when you swamp enough. The better you chase goals when I'm like the ivory tuck. And this way, they can break you off some paper. Once the well goes dry, they become your hater. Roll, roll your hoe, jiggy past your cream. And stop letting them play with how to pray with ease. That's because the life of the party. Keep you feeling attacked when it all gets started.
Why you mad? I got the news. Why you mad? I got the news. Why you mad? I got the news. There's a man to dog, cause I'm still a nuisance. Why you mad? I got the news. Why you mad? I got the news. Why you mad? I got the news. It doesn't matter, dog, cause I'm still a nuisance.
That right there was Hood Beginnings right here on the True Tea. And we want you guys to call in right now and explain to me, why do you think people cheat? Do you think that it's the thrill of it all or what? I want to know. You know, we had so many people that has gotten caught, you know, and we want to know, what do you feel right now about why people cheat? And so let's take a caller right now. All right, caller, you're now rocking with the True Tea with me, Genuine. What's going on?
What's up, y'all? It's Reed.
What's good with you? Listen, I wanted to bring you into the conversation right now because I want to know, what do you think about this right here? Why do you think...
Man, my cousin here, so he here too.
Okay. Why do you think people cheat? And Dave, like, what do you think after seeing, you know, this whole Beyonce blow up with, you know, of how she feels about Jay now, why do you think people cheat?
Why do I think they cheat?
Yeah.
Try to avoid problems, yo, for real, for real. You know, all that dumbass shit, don't nobody want to go through all that. You know, they try to keep it real. They always want shit real, but not a lot of females can keep it real. So they probably was like, man, fuck this. So I'm about to do this.
Right. So, do you also think, like, it's like the...
It ain't right,
like.
But.
Right, it's not right. I'm not condoning cheating, so
a lot of people can't
please don't write me on some shit like, why the fuck would you... Nah, I'm not condoning it, but you know, just like he just said, some females don't keep it real at all. I'm just saying.
They don't.
You know?
I ain't gonna lie, it ain't always the females too, because they be niggas too. You feel me? We can't
right.
always flip the script on them. It'd be us too.
Right.
We can't help that. But, you know?
Right.
He would do it. They do it for some crazy ass shit.
Right. You know, and after, see, the thing with me is, like I was explaining to him, you know, in the beginning of the show.
Right.
When you have some guys and girls, because I'm not going to put it on just us, because, you know, there are some people who just like, you know, the thrill of doing it to see if they going to get caught.
Right.
You know?
I agree with you on that.
But see the thing is too, it's probably where they have this sick fetish of just sleeping with whomever. See what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
And it doesn't always end up like a Magic Johnson or a Eazy-E. It's just the fact that they may have hella babies running around the motherfucker for real. You never know for real. All right.
You really never
Let's,
know.
You never know for real. Let's bring somebody else into the conversation. Right here. All right, so you're now live right here on the True Tea with me, Genuine. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, so you're now live with us right now. What do you got to say about, you know, what we're talking about for real? Like, you know, why do you think people cheat?
Okay, I'll put it. I think sometimes people cheat for the good or cheat for the bad. I mean, some people cheat because they're unhappy. Some people do because they just try to do revenge, and some people do it because they just do it because they don't have nothing else to do, so they want to keep cheating or keep going from girl to girl or guy to guy. So.
Right. So I mean. Do you believe that if they knew the full consequences of their actions, do you really believe that they will continue to cheat or whatever?
I think some who don't care, they will just keep doing it. But the ones who do care, they'll probably think about it, and then they'll be like, okay, I know I did this and I know I did that. Let me fix it.
Wow. Okay. Well, thanks for calling in, Farouk. I want to hear what you had to say about it. All right. We got another caller in right here, Farouk. We want to see what they think about it as well, Farouk. And also, oh, wow. We got a co-host right here, Farouk. Switchblade Cutter.
What's going on? What's up?
What's good? So,
I don't know.
Right now, our topic today is why do people cheat? So let's get another caller in. Caller, you're now rocking with the True Tea with me and Switchblade Carter. Now tell us in your words, why you think people cheat?
Oh, you talking to me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I think people cheat because of their insecurities. One with themselves, you know. A lot of dudes do things because they think it's, well, as far as guys, because they think it's slick to say, oh, that I did this girl. And though you got a main girl that does everything right, she can cook, clean, work, help you with the bills, but it's still never enough. You know, us as dudes, we into this greed, like, it's never enough. Like, one is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
So right.
That's it on this us dude. You know, like we gotta fit in.
You know,
we ain't doing it.
You know, it's crazy that you said that because, and I keep going back to this whole Beyonce Jay moment right now because when I finally saw this, it's a hard to have the balls enough to put it for the whole world to see. It seems like to me now we understand that what you think is going on behind closed doors is not really the case. You know?
Right.
And I definitely believe in that, though, because I do believe that there are guys that really get a kick out of doing shit like that. And they like, well, you know, I can cheat on them because they feel like they're not going to get caught or nothing like that. So I think that's exactly what's been going on for real.
Right.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely true.
Yeah. Most definitely.
And they make them with their boys, though.
Yeah.
You know,
but that's
they make
them
with their boys.
Right. But you know now, that's the other part to that, too.
Right.
So some of you motherfuckers out there will know for a fact that your man or woman are cheating. Y'all
right.
know the person. And guess what happens? Y'all still stick to this or her ass or his ass. So the ones
yeah.
that stick around, even though they're doing that shit for real, y'all deserve everything that's going to you for real, coming to you, because y'all sticking around.
Exactly.
It makes no
right.
sense. Especially
right.
if you know. And if you don't know and you're blindsided, that's different. But if you
yeah.
know and you allow him
right.
or her to do it, then please sit back, grab, you know, grab a big ass thing of popcorn and relax, because it's going to continuously
yeah.
keep going over and over fucking again.
Right.
Sorry, but that's the truth. Bro, thank you so much for calling in, all right?
All righty.
Call
all right.
back again.
Yeah, so, you know, and let me tell you, don't get it twisted. I enjoyed the whole melee behind it or whatever, but at the end of the day, it's still a sad, fucked up situation.
Mm.
Because you're looking at two people who clearly love each other, who clearly made for each other or whatever. You know, this is not seasonal love for him. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? But here's the other part of this, too. Stop holding on to seasonal people, ladies and gentlemen. You know, if they're seasonal, because every time you try to do something, you know, they are always there waiting in the wings to try to fuck something up.
Yep.
Come on now.
Most
you
of
know
them made, most of them are made for the season. They're made for a week.
You ain't right. You ain't right
hey,
at all.
I'm just saying,
everybody
needs their fun. And you can have that fun in a week, and they got to go. I'm just being honest.
Well,
just honest.
Well, you
exactly.
ain't right. So, we're going to take a quick peek. I mean, a real quick peek
very
at a
quick.
Song that was like based on. A situation that absolutely happened or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and this probably sounds like what's going to happen when Beyonce catches up to Becky with the with the good hair. So pay close attention
wow.
to the first part of this, because this is exactly mm-hmm. what's going to happen when Beyonce catches up with Becky with the good hair. Listen closely. That's exactly what's going to happen. Anyway,
This is true. This is true. Sirens
yeah.
are going to be after that. Sirens next. Yeah.
Now, this is what... oh, man. This is going to happen when some of those women that Charlie Sheen slept with finds out the end result of sleeping with Charlie.
And all you're going to hear is silence, because they all going to be dead. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's too bad, but whatever.
It is. They don't have Magic Johnson money.
And, I got to do one more. This is what happened when people finally realized that Wesley Snipes is actually darker than what he really seems. And Whitney Houston is going to come out of her grave and never mind.
So
I just want to thank people that called in for real. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, please,
yeah.
please, so thank you. Do not get scared of calling in. we got good topics here for real with the true tea or whatever, and we're going to expand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I will say though that
y'all can bring your own topics. Don't be scared.
Yes, this is why me and Shahrzad and Sweeta Carter. This is what we wanted to do with the show anyways. Not just about topics that we come up with.
You may want
to call up and say, I have something I want to talk about. You got something that you want to get off your chest. Uh-oh. Whatever the case may be, do it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? The problem that I have with it is that people nowadays don't want to talk about some real shit.
Here. I already answered.
Okay. Now, you know how we like to end this. You know how I like to end
Hello.
This. Okay. All right. So this is how we're going to end this, okay?
All right.
And please don't write me. Don't send me a letter. Do not look me up on Facebook or Twitter talking about why would you say that? Shut up. Two fat bitches
right.
walking to a club.
Nice.
I'm just saying.
Exactly.
Two fat bitches walking to a club.
Oh, no.
They see a pork chop right there at the DJ booth. Which one of those fat bitches are going to get to it first? The one breathing hard or the one that has diabetes? Anyway, so...
I can't do this with you.
What? What'd I say?
I can't do this with you.
What does Donald Trump and Paula Deen call all the black men that's on her payroll and his payroll? Come on, you know what it is. Huh?
I don't know.
Niggas, they just pay. I'm just saying. Racist, but who cares?
Wow.
One more for the road. If you take 3 Mexicans, 4 Russians, and put them in a boat, what do you think happens next?
I have no idea.
A whole hell of a lot if Donald Trump gets the office. So anyway, good night, everybody.
Oh my God. Where are you gonna get the FCC on us? Oh my God, I swear.
Hey, listen. If you still would like to look at Lemonade or whatever, ask Hillary Clinton to smile.
I like Hillary.
I do too. I'm just saying it's a joke. So shut the fuck
up. Shut the hell up, foul mouth.
It's a joke.
No, it's not.
Is it me or does Donald Trump get paler and paler and paler ever since he started running for office?
Yeah, that's because he know they coming after him.
So he's already dead to us then, right? Okay, there it is. Great.
He was dead to me when he put his name on the ballot, or whatever that thing is.
You know what? He actually didn't sign a ballot. He signed his soul to the devil. So anyway.
That's been a long time ago. What do you mean?
Well, actually, the devil's called Uncle Sam, so never mind.
Same thing.
And is it me or does Bernie Sanders look like an old descendant of the first slave owner? Don't he look like what you doing over here, boy?
Pretty much.
What does he remind me of? He reminds me of the quicker Oats guy in the flesh.
Can't nobody got time for that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say something wrong? Really?
Thank
and
you,
how come
really?
Elijah? How come Elijah Cummings looks like Brock?
What? We're done. Good night, everyone. Good night. Good night.
No, no, hold on.
No, we're
no.
done. No, we're
oh man. Yeah, isn't that my fault?
No, it is time for everyone to go. Good night.
Oh, and also, if you are looking to send me a gift, make sure that Brandy or Lindsay Lohan or Suge Knight doesn't drive it, because it may not get to me.
Oh, that's wrong. Goodbye. Good night. Time to go. Show's over.
Oh.
Thanks for calling, everyone. Thanks for listening.
So listen, we're gonna go because just like Tupac, I'm probably gonna be on the run.
Yes, you will be.
And just like him, I'm not going out to Las Vegas. Never mind. So
this is right. You better not.
And all the jokes are being brought to you by Icebreakers. And
seriously,
the reason why I said that, because this is the stuff that will melt instantly if you put it inside of Oprah Snatch.
Good night.
So,
nope. We're done. Good night. Nope. Nice talking to you.
All right, y'all. Listen. We had a great time, and I'm about to leave now because I'm about to go and watch Obama while drinking half and half.
Wow.
While watching half and half.
Wow. Okay.
And just to let you know, I have an exclusive thing I'm gonna tell you real quick, okay? Now that Prince is gone, you know, now that Prince is gone, Prince's estate has released a statement that they want Dennis Rodman to carry on his legacy. Not as Prince, just a nigga wearing a whole bunch of makeup and eyeliner.
Wow.
Huh. I wonder what that means. No? Too much?
No. Good night, everyone. Thanks for calling. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, well, anyway, good night, everybody. Thank you for calling in. Hopefully, if I don't know how we're still on the air, but we're still on the air. So, and tomorrow we'll think of some more horrible things to say.
Sure will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure will.
And hopefully we'll get all three of our co-hosts on here. Hopefully, it won't be no bullshit that's going on in our lives, so we can actually go ahead and talk to you some, like, some bullshit to have today that we're not going to talk about.
Yeah.
But guess what? You guys are dirty.
Wow.
You guys, you know who I'm talking about. You guys make Christina Aguilera seem clean.
Oh, my goodness.
And we all know that pussy is done for. I would still have sex with it, but I wouldn't need to wear a set of goggles, a mask, pray over it, put some
no.
holy water in it,
no.
stir it up in the pot.
No.
I still do it anyway. No. These are the jokes. So, you know.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Just like Nick Cannon. So anyway,
good night,
jokes.
Everyone. Again. Good night once again. Oh my
All right,
gosh.
Guys. Ladies, listen. We'll be back tomorrow, hopefully.
Yeah.
And we want to thank everybody for calling in. And, yeah. So.
Yeah.
On behalf of everybody who listened. And oh, hold on. Foxy Brown, I was talking to you too. Can you hear me?
So you had to yell, huh?
Yeah, I need to make sure that she hears me.
Good job.
I want to learn sign language so I can just roll over there and just be like,